What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the MSU Sports Zone podcast. We're not going to talk about that beating Michigan State just took by Ohio State 52-12, as I'm sure everyone already watched. But as you guys all clicked on this video, I took the post down for those that saw. But for those that didn't see, you guys obviously clicked on the video for a reason. Let's get right into it. So yesterday, about 11 o'clock in the morning, I received a phone call and then a text about this situation, and obviously my first instinct was probably like you guys, like what the absolute hell. For those that are just finding out, Amani Bates and Jaden Akins got into a scuffle at practice, and it's being reported, and I'm told, obviously you guys can go look it up too, Amani and his dad as of yesterday reportedly kicked Jaden off the Yipsey Prep high school team. As you guys already can just assume, this isn't great news for Michigan State, being that obviously Amani Bates is committed to 2022 and Akins for 21. But not only that, as you guys got to remember, Akins signed his letter of intent last week with Michigan State. I'm going to get into everything else, but I just wanted to point that out. But I don't think it's going to affect Akins. I'm just going to say that really quick. So there was a situation at practice. Words were exchanged between Bates and Jaden Akins about basically ultimately just questioning Bates' effort. And both of them were exchanging words about shot selection. I don't want to say ball hog, but basically sharing the ball more with one another. And also, Jaden will not be back with the Yipsey Prep team. He is done, I'm being told. He's going to look for another school, and at this point, we can just wish him the best luck. Hopefully, he doesn't have to sit out his entire senior year and not get to play. I honestly feel bad for Akins at this point, guys. I'm going to get into more of what happened, but I just wanted to say that. I'm in full support of Akins. He got screwed out of this. Basically, only 3 games played there, and he's leaving. I'm not going to comment on to where he's going, but I've heard some options include, you know, Mount Verde, Sunrise Christian is a choice. There might be others. I don't have a clue what school exactly, but I'm just hoping he gets on a team very soon and gets to play meaningful basketball. So yeah, like I said, there was a question with Bates' effort and practice between the two. That's what they were arguing about, as I'm told. And that's been the case multiple times in the last few weeks. That just hasn't been yesterday. The only thing that happened yesterday was they had a falling out. I'm sure there's been question in Akins' head, other players' minds. If you guys remember as well, Bates' dad coaches the team. They started the prep school this year. If I'm not mistaken, I want to say Bates' dad has coached him in some aspect since he's been a kid. I don't know if he's been a head coach. Someone pointed out that he's been the trainer for him, but I could have sworn at Lincoln he was the assistant or had something to do. So that's the one thing that worries me about Bates going forward is, you know, him being coached by his dad, that's a huge jump you guys are asking, you know, growing up real fast. Talk about reality check, going from your own dad to Tom Izzo in the span of a year. If you guys want, as many, all of us, me included, want to see him reclassify, I just want to point that out. You guys got to take that into consideration. Overall, I'm not trying to harp on Bates too much. He is only 16, and it's not ultimately his decision. You know, this is not a good look for the whole Bates family. Not just Amani, his dad, the whole camp as a whole. You know, basically kicking off a player over an argument in practice. I mean, you guys have argued probably in pickup basketball, whatever the case. You squashed that then and there. You know, there might have been words said between the two. I don't know what was said. You know, maybe some stuff that is very harmful that if you go, I mean, like Draymond and KD arguing that one time, Draymond said shit that KD said he's not going to forget ever. I don't know if it's going to be to that extent, but I mean, it just goes to show you that it's not a good look. Just put it like that. It's not a good look for the Bates family in Bates as a whole, not being able to squash an argument. Akins as well, but I mean, his critique of what happened is ultimately, It's true. I mean, shot selection, you know, sharing the ball more, effort. I mean, those are, if you can't have those three things at Michigan State for Izzo, you'll never survive. Also, you're beginning to see what comes with Amani Bates to Michigan State. I'm not going to sit up here. I know I'm going to get asked 100 times, you know, does this hurt his chances about reclassifying? Do you think he's going to still reclassify? Do you think he's going to even come to Michigan State, let alone? I don't know, guys. I'm not going to speculate on that. I'm not an Evan Daniels. I don't know. You know, I'm not in the AAU circle. I'm not in his circle. I don't have a clue. But what I can tell you is he's only 16 years old, guys, and he's probably got more publicity as a 16-year-old than I'd say 95% of the world. The only 16-year-old that, I mean, only two 16-year-olds, honestly, no, I'm going to say you can put five 16-year-olds on it, on your hand. I'd say the only five that have maybe got his publicity or close would be LaMelo Ball, Bronny James or LeBron, and Mikey Williams. Outside of those three, I don't think you're, I mean, maybe like Julian Newman, but other than that, you can't really name any. So, and why I bring that up is when you get start getting this publicity and you start getting this hype, it gives you a very big ego. And I think that's what Bates has been dealing with. I don't know this personally, but I can just, you know, assume this is probably what he's been dealing with for the past year. Him playing in Lincoln High School, I mean, the guy was a sophomore averaging 30, guys. Some seniors aren't even able to average that. And him knowing, like, dude, I'm the best player, arguably better than half the seniors in the 2020 recruiting class, it gives you a very big ego. And that's where you guys see an argument like this come into play. You know, Akins and him, probably a simple argument that, you know, players have this. I mean, players in the NBA probably argue over, you know, come on, man, you know, throw me the ball more, give more effort. But you got to realize when he says this to Bates, then Bates' dad is the coach. So obviously right there, it's clashed. He's got to side with his son. Oh, my, I just can't believe it results in him getting basically essentially booted off the team. I don't know. But with Bates, the ego is just getting really bad, and the effort in practice I'm assuming because of all the publicity he's gotten over the last year with the commitment to Michigan State, just everything as a whole, guys. You know, he hears all the hype, I'm sure, if we all do. And the last thing I wanted to point out as well, this is a very key point, and nobody's really said this, but I'm told the Michigan State staff became aware of this situation, I want to say either Wednesday or Thursday. If you guys watched on TV the stream, someone pointed this out to me because I didn't catch it. But the third game, I want to say Akins only played two games for them. The third game, he didn't play, and I didn't think anything of it. And someone texted me, you know, that, you know, he's probably not playing because something might be up. Eventually, I got the text that something was up, and I'm told Michigan State is aware of the situation, and they're in full support of Jaden Akins right now, guys. I don't want to say they're taking sides, but essentially they are. I'm told they're siding with Akins right now. You know, that's not to say they don't still like Bates. I mean, I think that'd be foolish for anyone to assume. Obviously, they want Bates. He's the number one player in the class. Arguably would be the number one player if he reclassified. Arguably would be the number one draft pick. Shit, next year. I mean, it's not. He's not, obviously not eligible for that until 2023. But that's something to you can pick your... take whatever side you want on that, but I'm told they are taking Akins' side. So this is just a developing story, guys. I don't want to make this into a bigger deal than it is. Arguably, though, a lot of you guys listening, I'm assuming, think it's a very big deal. As I do, you guys are going to ask me my opinion on what I think, and obviously I'm going to have to answer it. So I don't know what this means for Bates coming to Michigan State. I do know that it's probably not going to mean much for Akins. What I mean by that is he already signed his letter of intent. If Michigan State is siding with him on this, I'm pretty sure that means, you know, it wasn't ultimately Akins' fault getting booted off the team. It was probably not only Imani Bates, but like I said, his dad, his whole camp as a whole. I'm told by someone else that knows him very well, not knows him, but knows people around him, that he doesn't hang around with the greatest people surrounding him. And I don't want to get criticism like, oh, what are you talking about? I have no idea. That's what I've heard. That's why I want to say him coming to Michigan State, and someone texted me this yesterday that, and it's been thrown on the boards for those that haven't heard, but before this scuffle happened, I know in the summer when he committed to Michigan State, you know, people were saying his dad knows that Imani in a way needs Tom Izzo. And why I say that is you guys see this, for instance. You know, you're not going to be able to go, and I'm not trying to harp on Imani here, but you're not going to be able to be in the NBA and be like, you know, coach, you know, I don't like this, kick him off the team in a way. That's where he knows, you know, going to Tom Izzo, whether that's next year, whether it be, you know, 2022, whether it means not coming at all. The dad knows for Amani to be, you know, what I'm assuming he wants to be, an all-time great of the NBA, the number one pick, all this good stuff, he's going to need Tom Izzo to push him there. And I know Michigan fans, I know there's going to be a lot of Michigan fans listening to this, all laughing at me. He's not coming, you moron. He's going to the G League. And while, yeah, I'm not ruling that out, I think the G League would be worse. You're asking a guy to, I mean, you saw LaMelo Ball going to Lithuania. He hated it. I would never want to go play over there. I know you get paid, but going to live in another country, let alone being in another country, is something that doesn't intrigue me whatsoever. I can't imagine it would intrigue Amani, someone that's been in the Michigan area his whole life. So I'm not fond of the idea of him playing in the G League. While I could see him seen in the 2022 class, you know, other options besides the G League. You know, just staying in the class, coming to Michigan State, obviously reclassifying, doing kind of what other players do, which I don't think he will, you know, staying in high school fifth year. And then other players, I don't know if RJ Hampton, there was someone who did it. I can't remember his name, but after you graduate high school, you just train a year. You train a year, you don't go to college, you don't go to, and I know you guys listening aren't going to be happy about it. I'm just giving you options besides the overseas route, which would be horrible for him, because if he is, you know, not being able to get along with players right now, and I don't even want to say not getting along, but I guess not getting discipline. That would be the key word, is he needs discipline. I think it would be a big reality check, him going from, you know, his dad and Yipsy Prep, reclassifying and coming to Tom Izzo in a year. I mean, shit, I'm just thinking about me. I can't imagine playing for my dad and then saying, hey, you're going to go with Izzo next year. That's a big jump. But that's all I really have on this, guys. Thank you all for listening. Like I mentioned earlier, Amani and his dad have reportedly kicked Jaden Akins off the Yipsy Prep school. The Michigan State staff is siding with Akins, I'm told. Just going over review basically what I said. You're beginning to see what comes with Amani Bates to Michigan State, being only 16 years old, having this much publicity already, and the ego is very high already, guys. Hopefully at Michigan State, if he were to, I'm not saying he is, but if he were to reclassify, I'm hopeful, you know, players that he's close with, like Gabe Brown, who would be a senior, I don't know who else he's close with. I know Gabe Brown, he is, obviously Winston, but he's not here. Bingham, I'm assuming, guys like that, that are going to be seniors, hopefully they can take him under the rope. You know, you look at a Dwayne Stevens, Mike Garland, who's another assistant that just can take him under the ropes and, I don't want to say calm him down, but in a way, just grow him up in a way, or just, you know, hit, you know, snap their fingers and say, hey, man, this isn't reality what's been happening. You know, you're going to have to grow up just exactly like LaMelo Ball, perfect example. He has grown up tremendously. People gave LeVar Ball shit, but he's hard on his kids. That's what ultimately Amani's going to need. And with Akins, like I said, you guys, I know I didn't really talk much about him this podcast, but he's the one that got screwed most out of this. Got booted off a team that he got ultimately asked to join. Just think of that, guys. He ultimately was asked to join this team by, I'm assuming, Bates, and his dad wanted him. Got booted off the team after 3 games at most. And now he's in a horrible position, you know, dealing with this pandemic. You got to go find another high school team. I'm assuming he's not going to sit the whole year out unless he were to, I don't know if you can come. Oh, no, excuse me. Yeah, I'm thinking football, where they can come early in January. Basketball, I don't think you can come until maybe May is the earliest. I don't think he'd wait until then not to play. So he's going to need to find a prep school before the new year. So he's in a bad situation here. But if you guys have any comments on this or any more questions, obviously you guys know my DMs are always open. Shoot me a DM on Instagram, MSU Sports Zone. Thank you all for listening, and go green.